welcome to another edition of the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, RogueGovernment.com. And today is December 10th, 2007. And I've got a lot of news I want to get into on today's show. And we'll also have open lines throughout the entire hour. And I'll give out the call number. That number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Some of the news stories I'm going to get into, the Council on Foreign Relations, on their website, they publish an article on the possibility of a move to the petro euro. And that has significant implications for the U.S. economy. And I have an article up on RogueGovernment.com analyzing what they put out there on the CFR's website. And very interesting stuff there, so we'll get into that. Also tying into the same topic of the economy, Iran has completely dropped U.S. dollar for oil transactions in our significant news story that we'll break down. Some of our news stories, mandatory flu vaccines for preschoolers are being considered. I'm not even kidding. More insanity that is out there, and this just takes the cake. They are just doing all sorts of crazy stuff. This is an article from the New York Times I'm going to get into. Apparently, the New Jersey Public Health Council is expected to vote shortly on a rule that would require flu vaccines for any child entering daycare or preschool. And again, this is more of the nanny state taking over, and I am sick of it. So we're going to cover that one as well. A few of our stories, apparently a gang rape was covered up by KBR and Halliburton over in Iraq. That's an ABC News report, so we'll discuss that. We're also going to get into a few of our stories. There's this awful story that came out from Australia talking about a baby tax. There's actually this madman in Australia that is talking about the possibility of a baby tax and how we have to have this tax to fight global warming. I think Alan Watt covered it on his show earlier today, and this is just completely insane. And, of course, it ties in with this whole push that they're trying to implement with this global carbon tax. So we'll cover that. Well, let's get into this other news story. CIA director is actually going to testify about the destroyed tapes. And, again, just more craziness going on in the government. And, of course, these tapes were footage that were captured of this interrogation. And who knows what they were doing in that interrogation, but I guarantee you it had something to do with enhanced interrogation techniques or torture. So we're going to cover that as well. And another thing that took place over the past few days is that Ron Paul was actually at this Spanish-only debate, this Univision debate. And from the YouTube clip I saw of this particular debate, just the Ron Paul clips, it seemed like he was treated much more fairly in that format than he has been treated in any of the other previous debates. He actually got ample time to speak, which was refreshing. So we're going to cover all these news stories and more on today's program. And again, my website is RogueGovernment.com. And I encourage you to check it out. All the news stories that we're going to cover on today's show is on RogueGovernment.com. And, I mean, there's just so much news to cover that, you know, it's impossible to go over all in 1 hour. So we're going to try to go over these main news stories and go into great detail on them. We have to break. We'll be back on our side covering all this news. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
work, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
All right, welcome back to Live Free Without Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's get into some of this news, and let's first talk about this petro-euro story and the fact that Iran has dropped the U.S. dollar completely in its oil transactions. This is very, very significant news pertaining to the U.S. economy. And let me go over the Iran story first real quick. This is an article from Raw Story, and let me just read from it. Major crude producer Iran has completely stopped carrying out its oil transactions in dollars, Oil Minister Ghulam Hossein Nazari said on Saturday, labeling the greenback an unreliable currency. At the moment, selling oil in dollars has been completely halted, in line with the policy of selling crude in non-dollar currencies, Nazari was quoted as saying by the ISNA news agency. The dollar is an unreliable currency considering its devaluation and the oil exporters' losses, he added. The world's fourth largest oil exporter, Iran, has massively reduced its dependence on the dollar over the past year in the face of U.S. pressures on its financial system. And this is very significant because one of the few things holding the value of the U.S. dollar above water is the fact that our military is stationed around the world, essentially holding a gun to people's heads, saying that you're going to take U.S. dollars for oil. But what's happening with this war in Iraq and Afghanistan and what have you is that we are losing a great deal of our power around the world because of our weakening economy, because we're throwing all of these dollars into fighting this war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and people are starting to see our weakness. And as a result, countries like, well, first of all, Iran, they obviously don't want to trade oil for dollars, considering what we're doing to them with the warmongering and our military essentially surrounding their country with both our naval forces and our army, our Marines, on both sides of their country. So this is pretty much why they decided to drop the dollar for oil transactions, because they know that this will hurt us. And other countries are following suit. OPEC is considering, a lot of the nations in OPEC, they're considering depegging their currency from the U.S. dollar and into something else. And this ties in with what the Council of Foreign Relations published. They published this article talking about how that we should consider a petro-euro, a move from the petrodollar to the petro-euro. And such a move would be disastrous for the U.S. economy and the American people. The reason being is because since all these nations have been accepting dollars for oil, there's a built-in demand for the dollars. But take that away, and essentially the U.S. dollar is really nothing more than a worthless piece of paper. And don't get me wrong, it already is, since Richard Nixon took us away from the gold standard back in the early 1970s. However, there's still a tie between the dollar and oil. And you take that away, and literally the dollar's going to tank. And that's pretty much what we're faced with. We're seeing countries, especially countries in OPEC, that are seriously discussing where they want to do this. And this would have a catastrophic effect on U.S. economy. And to see people in the Council on Foreign Relations openly discussing this, saying that we should be considering a petro-euro, and it's crazy. And it definitely, at least for me, it disturbs me a great deal seeing something like this, because if they actually, in fact, do go with a petro-euro system over the petrodollar, the value of our dollar is going to be worth much less, and all of our bank accounts are going to be devalued. So as a result, I mean, you see what these people are writing. You have to get into gold or silver or something tangible before this whole thing falls apart. And, of course, we have the subprime mortgage crisis. We have all these things going on that are going to lead the U.S. dollar into a complete tailspin unless something drastic is done. Like we get Ron Paul elected, and he starts introducing gold and silver back into the system. And we use gold and silver as legal tender. And if we fail to do that, then the U.S. dollar is eventually going to collapse, just like every other fiat currency in the history of mankind. So the situation does not look good, and something like this, the move from a petrodollar to a petro-euro, would be disastrous for the U.S. economy. So check out my article, Elites Consider Move to Petro-Euro, on my website, roguegovernment.com, and it breaks down what Lee Hudson Teslick from the CFR wrote about the petro-euro and basically how the U.S. economy is reliant upon a petrodollar standard and what the introduction of a petro-euro would mean for it. So I strongly encourage you to check it out. And I just posted it right before the show, actually. So it breaks the whole thing down. And I know we're limited time. I could spend a lot of time just breaking down this story. Very important news story, but we got so much else to cover. So let's move on to another article. And let's see what we have here. Let's cover this one. Mandatory flu vaccines for preschoolers. Now here's another example of the government stepping in and making all these proposals that take away the rights of the parent and give it to the state. This is an article from the New York Times. Let me read from it. The New Jersey Public Health Council is expected to vote shortly on a rule that would require flu vaccines for any child entering daycare or preschool. If it is approved, New Jersey would become the first state in the country to impose that mandate. The flu vaccine is one of four that the council will consider. There is a vaccine that would be given to children entering daycare or preschool to protect against pneumonia, and two others that would be given to those entering sixth grade. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Mandating vaccines. I mean, why? Well, what's the purpose of the government making you take something and making you put something in your body that you might not want? That's basically what they're saying. They are saying that parents are going to have to forcibly inoculate their children based on this mandate. This is a dangerous precedent, and I guess they're voting on this soon. They may have actually voted on this today, because this is a December 9th article. So they may have actually voted on this today. This is a horrible precedent to set, and we have to fight things like this. All the crap that they're putting in the vaccines, it's disgusting. I mean, the rate of autism has gone up exponentially in the past 10 or 15 years. It's gone up exponentially, and that's no accident. And it's ridiculous to believe that all of a sudden we have all of these cases of autism in the past few years, when before that, there were very few of these cases. Oh, it's just all of a sudden that these mysterious illnesses just start coming about. It's an absolute joke. So the fact that they're going to mandate that parents inoculate their kids, forcing them to take these vaccines, which I have all sorts of questions about the content of these vaccines. I'm not an expert on this issue, but I can use some common sense. And we could see that all these inoculations with the rising mercury level that's been put into these vaccines appears to have a tremendously awful effect on these children. But it really boils down to this. The government should not be mandating what you put inside your children's bodies, or your bodies for that matter. It's getting completely out of control, and this story proves it. The only purpose of government should be to protect individual liberty. It shouldn't be dealing with all these mandates, mandating vaccines, and they always use the same excuse, that it's for our safety. Well, I don't want your safety. I can take care of my safety just fine, thank you. I mean, the government has gone criminal on a number of levels. I'm talking federal, state, and even local in many cases. And this is just a perfect example of that. I have a couple minutes left in the segment, so let's go over another one of these fantastic news stories. I mean, every day I scour the news for information, and I just continue to come across all of this insane material. And it's impossible to go over all of it. Even if I had a four-hour show, I would not be able to go over all of this insanity that I come across. You know, it's as if the world has gone completely mad. Well, let's talk about this one. Gang rape cover-up by KBR. KBR and Halliburton. This is an article from ABC News. It says here, a Houston, Texas woman says she was gang raped by Halliburton and KBR co-workers in Baghdad, and the company and the U.S. government are covering up the incident. Jamie Lee Jones, now 22, says that after she was raped by multiple men at a KBR camp in the Green Zone, the company put her under guard in a shipping container with a bed and warned her that if she left Iraq for medical treatment, she'd be out of a job. Don't plan on working back in Iraq. There won't be a position here, and there won't be a position in Houston, Jones says she was told. In a lawsuit filed in federal court against Halliburton and its then subsidiary KBR, Jones says she was held in a shipping container for at least 24 hours without food or water by KBR, which posted armed security guards outside her door who would not let her leave. It felt like prison, says Jones, who told her story to ABC News as part of an upcoming 2020 investigation. I was upset. I was curled up in a ball on the bed. I just could not believe what had happened. And apparently Army doctors, later on the article, I can't read the whole thing, but Army doctors actually discovered that she was raped both vaginally and anally. It's disgusting. We'll cover this story on the other side in full detail. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. On the other side, we're talking about this alleged gang rape cover-up by Halliburton and KBR. This is an ABC News report that I was going over, and I mean, this is absolutely disgusting what's going on over there. And granted, all the details haven't been flushed out on this case, but it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if this was all true. I mean, according to the lawsuit, this young woman, she was raped by several attackers who drugged her, raped her, injured her, both physically and emotionally. They raped her vaginally and anally. The Army doctors could confirm this according to her lawsuit, but apparently the whole rape kit, it disappeared after it was given over to KBR security officers. I'm not exactly sure why that happened. But it's incidents like these that really go to show a lot of the crazy and insane stuff that's taking place over in Iraq. I mean, this is just a microcosm of this. Okay, now, you know, I served a couple of years in the United States Army, and you know, I know the mentality that goes on in the military, and I'm sure the mentality that takes place in the military has kind of fallen over onto these contractors that are over there, like Blackwater, KBR, and whatnot. And it's very dangerous to be a woman in the military in these certain situations. And when you see something like this take place, you know, it's just more fuel to the fire. And just gives us more reason as to why we should just get out of there. There's no reason for any of this stuff to be happening. There's obviously a problem with the accountability of contractors. They're over there, these private contractors. I mean, look at all the nonsense that Blackwater is doing over there. You got this private army that's running around with impunity, doing whatever it wants. So these contractors, these private contractors, essentially, they believe they're above the law over there. And that they can just go around raping people for no reason. It's absolutely disgusting. We'll see what happens with this case, but it really would not surprise me if this were true. And this article just exploded. It went viral on the internet. And it's one of the top stories on dig.com, which is one of the most popular websites on the internet. And it just shows all the criminality and the corruption that is going over there. Just a microcosm of it. And something has to be done about this. And my solution would be get everybody out of there and end this madness that has taken place over in Iraq. It's absolutely disgusting what happened to this young woman, assuming this is true. And judging from the lawsuit and everything, it looks pretty damaging. But we'll have to see exactly how this whole flushes out. This is a short segment, but let's go on to another news story real quick. CIA director to testify about destroyed tapes. Let me just see if I can find this one. Got a lot of news stories in front of me. I'll find this one. I just got to dig it up. Here it is. Okay. From Reuters. Okay. It says here, CIA Director Michael Hayden will testify before Congress on Tuesday amid Democratic fury over the spy agency's destruction of videotapes that show terrorism suspects being interrogated using harsh techniques. Democratic Senator John Rockefeller of West Virginia, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said on Sunday Hayden would appear before his committee to talk about interrogation and techniques. Now we've seen all the stuff going on with Abu Ghraib. We had those secret torture prisons in Eastern Europe. You got all sorts of craziness going on in Guantanamo Bay, all these allegations of torture and whatnot. And still we have presidential candidates getting up on a live televised debate to the nation saying that they support enhanced interrogation techniques. First of all, you do not get good information from people if you torture them. It doesn't work that way. If you torture somebody, they're going to do whatever it takes to ensure the pain stops. So you're not going to get reliable information from the torture or the enhanced interrogation techniques. And what's crazy is that they're trying to redefine what words mean, using all this politically correct language. Enhanced interrogation techniques is torture. But they have to put a friendly face on it. Oh, it's not torture, it's enhanced interrogation techniques. Like, changing what the wording is of what they're doing is going to make it okay. I mean, it's just literally insane that our country is holding people and torturing them. All under this guise of this phony global war on terror. There is no war on terror. It's a fraud. It's a complete and total fraud. I don't know how people cannot see it. Suppose we have this global war on terror, yet we can just allow anybody to enter our country across the Mexican border. We have to fight these terrorists everywhere around the world. We'll get into this a little bit more on the other side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With Grid Eye Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And before the break, I was talking about this story, and it has to do with these destroyed interrogation tapes. Apparently, the CIA director, Michael Hayden, he's going to testify in front of Congress about these destroyed tapes. Now, my question about this whole thing, I mean, it's fairly obvious. Why destroy the tapes? If you're doing everything properly and you're not torturing somebody, then why destroy the tapes? And they make the excuse, we have to protect the people doing the interrogations and it's all for security. Well, that's a bunch of crap. That's a bunch of crap. As far as I'm concerned, if you're destroying the tapes, that means you're trying to hide something. I just don't understand why they would destroy the tapes unless they were doing something nefarious. You know, it's just like all this secrecy stuff that's going on with the North American Union and that the Security Prosperity Partnership. You have all these elitists say, "Oh, the North American Union, that's just a conspiracy theory. You know, the claims about the North American Union are completely unfounded." Well, if that's the case, why are all these meetings being done in secret? Why not have everything out in the open? Why not have a transparent discussion on the North American Union? So, using that analogy, why would you destroy the tapes if there's nothing going on that isn't illegal? Obviously, there's something going on here. So we'll see what happens when the CIA director goes in front of Congress and testifies about these destroyed tapes. But we already know that they're doing waterboarding, which is clearly a form of torture. Okay? I mean, it simulates drowning. It simulates death, for God's sakes. Yet they still refer to techniques like waterboarding as enhanced interrogation techniques. I mean, it's ridiculous. And stuff like this, I mean, the people in this administration, they belong in front of a war crime tribunal for this stuff. And as I said before, you do not get good information by torturing people, because they're going to lie and tell you whatever you want to hear, so the pain goes away. Our society is just degenerating to the point where torturing people is acceptable. You see Jack Bauer in 24. Oh, yeah, we got to torture them. We got to torture them to get information to fight the terrorist. It's all crap. And what's going to what could happen in the future if we have to fight a real legitimate war? What's going to happen is that all these people, they know what we do to people we detain, so then they're going to have absolutely no problem doing it to our captured GIs. It's disgusting. Let me give up the call number in case anybody wants to comment on any of this crazy news. That number is 1-800-313-9443. I mean, I'm just disgusted by this stuff. So we'll have to see what Michael Hayden has to say in front of Congress. Probably another theatrical showing put on by the Congress, but either way, it should be interesting to see what he has to say in his defense, because this type of thing is inexcusable. Oh, yeah, well, no, the tapes just got destroyed, and, you know, that's just the way we do things here in the CIA. It's a bunch of bull. Let's move on to another news story. And this one really pisses me off. And Alan Watt talked about on his show that came on earlier this evening. And this has to do with this madman, this crazy professor in Australia that is advocating a tax on babies. Okay, I mean, this individual needs some help. But let me read the article. This is from news.com.au. It's a pretty big Australian news website, and he's saying that we need a baby tax to save the planet. And I'll read from the article. It says here, a West Australian medical expert wants families to pay a $5,000 plus baby levy at birth and an annual carbon tax of up to $800 a child. Writing in today's Medical Journal of Australia, Associate Professor Barry Walters said every couple with more than two children should be taxed to pay for enough trees to offset the carbon emissions generated over each child's lifetime. Professor Walters, clinical associate professor of obstetric medicine at the University of Western Australia and the King Edward Memorial Hospital in Perth, called for condoms and greenhouse-friendly services such as sterilization procedures to earn carbon credits. First of all, I don't even know where to begin with this whole thing. First of all, global warming itself is a complete and total fraud, the way that it's presented by the establishment media. The solar system as a whole is getting warmer, and these things go in cycles. Back in the 70s, they were saying There's a coming ice age. Be aware of the coming ice age. And now it's global warming. Man-made carbon emissions are causing all of this. And then you look at all their plants and they're all getting warmer. First of all, that's a fraud. And second of all of this is just tied in to the agenda by the elites to depopulate the planet. For several years now, they have had an agenda to ensure a low birth rate and depopulate the planet. Look at what they're doing over in China with the forced abortions. And now you have this clown, this professor, Barry Walters in Australia, saying that we actually have to have a tax on life, on giving birth to babies. Oh, and let's not forget the annual carbon tax of up to $800 a child. This individual is sick. And it amazes me that somebody with this mentality is actually allowed to be in the position that he is. And I'm assuming this guy is practicing medicine, but he's a disgusting individual, the way I look at it. And I'm told we have a call. Let's get to the call. John in Florida, you're on the air.
Yes. Beginning of your show, you mentioned the debate yesterday down in Miami. So that's why I was listening, because I normally turn the computer off by now. But I was actually at the University of Miami yesterday. I didn't go to the original meetup group when Ron Paul went to the actually it was called the Titanic Brewery before the debate. And I heard there was about 400 people there. But then I was out there in front of the University of Miami, you know, with the signs and everything. And Univision, I guess, they had all kinds of media there. And more of it was about illegal immigrants. None of it was about Ron Paul, but they had about 80. We were about 80 of us Ron Paul supporters. After the debate, Ron Paul actually came back to the Titanic Brewery, which is about two blocks from the University of Miami, and he gave a little speech and signed autographs and stuff like that. He signed my T-shirt while I was wearing it, actually. I'm kind of proud of that. But you mentioned that earlier. You were talking about Ron Paul.
Yes, I saw the YouTube clip of the Univision debate, and it seemed to me like they gave him a lot more time to speak than in some of the other debates that are sponsored by CNN, Fox, and all the other all the are clowns in the establishment media. Was that your impression?
Well, I didn't go inside the debate. Now, I was actually at that Titanic. It was the meetup group at the Titanic Brewery, so I was actually there, but it was all in Spanish, and the closed captioning was in Spanish, so I didn't understand most of it. I had a few people were translating for us, but my wife, who's actually in Colombia right now, she actually saw last night, they showed a picture of Ron Paul. And she never read the caption, but they actually showed a picture of Ron Paul in Bogota, Colombia. And I know that he got the biggest boos down in Miami when he mentioned, opening up, talks with Chavez, Venezuela. And I'm sure there was a question about Cuba there. But I couldn't hear any of it because I couldn't understand any of it. But I know that he was booed about that, but then they talked about the war. It was Duncan Hunter talked about putting another 100,000 American troops in Iraq if he was president. And that doesn't make any sense at all, but that's actually what he said.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, 100,000 more troops in Iraq. I mean, where are you going to find these troops?
That would be a staging point to go into
crazy.
Iran. But the point is, South America, actually, because this was on Univision, South America, all of South America watched that debate last night, or they had the opportunity to watch it. And that was actually probably the best thing for Ron Paul, even though I didn't understand it, but I know that it was on television in Bogota, Colombia, because my wife saw it. She saw Ron Paul.
That's very interesting. I mean, actually, I have a clip of the actual Univision debate, just Ron Paul on my website, of the Univision debate, and it's got the translation. If you go to roguegovernment.com, you can find it under the Ron Paul section.
I will look for that. There was about 80 of us standing right in front of the main entrance where all the VIPs went in, and everybody that went into that debate that was important or supposed to be important, they all saw about 80 of us out there with Ron Paul banners, and my one of my friends I was stationed with 20-plus years ago in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that's all he sees is Ron Paul banners, bumper stickers. This is all over the country. And the mainstream media wants to tell us that Ron Paul is nowhere. He's everywhere. But they're lying to us. And if we don't get delegates, like John Stadtmuller, you know, when you turn the website on, we need to get delegates. We need to keep pushing this issue.
Well, absolutely, John. Absolutely. Well, one of the things I noticed about the Ron Paul campaign and kind of how the media is portraying the whole thing is, like, first of all, Ron Paul is the invisible man. And what they're trying to do now is they're trying to promote Mike Huckabee as being a top-tier candidate and this dark horse. And they treat Ron Paul like he doesn't even exist.
Well,
and it's really getting frustrating with what's going on. But I still think he's going to do very well in New Hampshire.
They've been doing it from day one, but when he talked last night, actually, at the meetup at the Titanic Brewery, and there's a blimp that they got going to be flying around the country, and
yes,
I mean that's great. But if we don't get people that want to get to become delegates, that's the main issue, and we need to watch if we go back to computerized voting machines. You know, they tell us what we're supposed to believe.
That's very true. Hey, John, I appreciate the call. I got to move on to cover some more news. But, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right about Ron Paul. I mean, we got to get behind this guy. And we got to support him 110%. And if you can get out there and be a delegate, that's very, very important. Very important. Because, I mean, let's face it. There is no other candidate on either political party, Democratic or Republican. I mean, they're all one and the same anyway. But there is no candidate besides Ron Paul that's actually getting up there and talking about what is actually going on and presenting real solutions to the problems that we face. Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, all these are clowns. It doesn't matter. Hillary Clinton, these people are all one and the same. I mean, let's take a look at the economy example. Nobody's talking about the real problem with the economy, which is the Federal Reserve System, the inflation. I mean, you look at the value of the dollar, and you look at the dollar index, and you see the value of the dollar compared to all these other currencies. And it's not looking good. You know, it passed the point of no return on the 80 mark on the dollar index a long time ago. And I'm afraid unless we get somebody who understands what's really happening with the monetary system in this country and realizes that most of the problems that we have in this country are a result of the monetary system that's in place and the lack of a free market economy, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. But I don't know what else to say. Just get behind Ron Paul. We got the Ron Paul blimp. As John said, that's going to be fantastic, especially up here in New Hampshire. And, you know, I think his campaign is growing exponentially. And if we can have a big showing in Iowa and in New Hampshire, and I think he's going to do very well up here in New Hampshire. That's where I live. I think we can take this campaign to the next level. And then the establishment media is going to be forced to actually address the Ron Paul campaign as a top-tier candidacy. They won't be able to pretend that he doesn't exist, like he's this invisible man. So get out there, support Ron Paul. We only have a few more weeks before the primaries. It's really starting to ratchet up, and we're getting really close. So get out there and support Ron Paul and get behind the man. It has nothing to do with political parties and factions. It has to do about getting behind the man and getting him into office. Now, we only got a few seconds left in the segment, so there's a few our stories I wanted to cover. Pretty much beat the Ron Paul story to death. I want to get into this NAFTA superhighway news. And Jerome Corsi did an article on the NAFTA superhighway and all this craziness going on. Basically you had Newsweek essentially claim that the NAFTA superhighway doesn't exist and we're all crazy. And what happened was is that after they posted this story, it got flooded with all these messages. It got absolutely flooded. And you had all these people providing links, information, and whatnot, essentially proving that the Newsweek story was completely and totally false. And for God's sakes, the Alberta government has a picture of the United States of Canada identifying I-35 as a NAFTA superhighway. It's insane. We'll be back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Last segment here on Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And just real quick on this baby tax, global warming stuff. I forgot to comment on this, but you know, Al Gore, okay, apparently this guy is making an outrageous amount of money off of these green speeches. You know, I should have mentioned this earlier in the show, but you know, I have to say something about this. This guy is getting paid thousands and thousands of dollars to talk about global warming and how we have to do all this stuff to fight man-made carbon emissions, all based off of a fraud. And this guy is making hand over fist all this money based off of this fraud. And that really upsets me. I mean, Chase, we got people saying that we need to have a tax on having babies. We have a tax on carbon emissions. I mean, look at Senate Bill 2191. They're pushing all of this stuff at once. And it's absolutely disgusting. Again, I urge everybody to call, just call those traitors in the Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives and tell them that Senate Bill 2191, you tell them Senate Bill 2191 that they're going to be out of a job if they vote for that thing. And if you want to see how horrible that bill is, it's the carbon credit system that they want to implement here in the United States. Just go to my website, roguegovernment.com, and take a look at the analysis I did on that draconian piece of legislation. And traitors like Joe Lieberman are pushing that damn thing. And they're going to be voting on it very soon. I think they're going to be voting on it next year. But you see the climate change conference in Indonesia. You have all this propaganda being put out. This guy talking about a baby tax now. We have to defeat Senate Bill 2191. It is very important that we do so. Again, Senate Bill 2191. Look it up on govtrack.us. Go read my analysis of it or read it on the Library of Congress. It's a disgusting piece of legislation. They're basically taxing life. As if we don't get taxed enough. But we have a couple minutes left in the show. Well, let me talk about this story on the NAFTA superhighway. Let me see if I can dig up real quick. And, oh, geez, where is it? If I could find this thing. Well, I can't find it. Well, either way, basically what we have here is Newsweek did a story essentially telling everybody that, oh, no, the NAFTA superhighway, it's a conspiracy theory. There is no North American Union and all of this nonsense that was completely unfounded. And what happened was that after Newsweek posted this article, you had hundreds of people post all of these links, video clips, I mean, you name it, essentially refuting everything that the Newsweek story said about the NAFTA superhighway and this North American Union. And as I said before the break, the Alberta government website actually has a picture of the United States and Canada with I-35 identified as the NAFTA superhighway. It doesn't get any more clear than this. It's gotten out of control with the insanity. The establishment media is so biased and bought and paid for. It's ridiculous. You could show them a picture of a cat and you could say, that's a cat. And they would say, no, that's a conspiracy theory. That's a dog. You're a conspiracy theorist. It's literally out of control. Anyway, I'm out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Take care.